It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 27th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is treacle, spelled T-R-E-A-C-L-E. Treacle is a noun. That means, in British English, molasses. The heavy sweetness of the syrup influenced people to apply its name to things that are overly sentimental. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Albany Times Union by Steve Barnes. But Parr's script swings so often between artistic triumph and personal tragedy that the structure quickly feels predictable, and lines likely intended to be inspirational sound more like pat treacle. The word treacle begins in ancient Greece. The Greek word theriakos, meaning of a wild animal, came from the word therion, meaning wild animal. Since wild animals are often known to bite, these words gave rise to theriaki, meaning antidote against a poisonous bite. Latin borrowed theriaki as theriaca. These roots gave life to the word treacle, referring to molasses, developing from the antidote sense. The molasses sense was then extended to things excessively sweet or sentimental. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.